Beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Beis, we left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are on page 34, but we'll begin one word before page 34. But first, let's review what we said in the beginning of the Mechaber on page Yud Zayin. The Mechaber told us that a person is allowed to begin Malacha on Erev Shabbos close to nightfall, even though he knows the Malacha will not complete itself before Shabbos and it will continue on into Shabbos. And the Mechaber went ahead and gave us a few examples of soaking ink and dyes in water, and that would be an Isser, which is discussed in the Mishnah, exactly what the Isser was if you did it on Shabbos. But if you did it on Friday and it continued soaking into Shabbos, that was permissible, as well as putting the flax inside the oven that it should whiten. You put it in before Shabbos and it continues to whiten during Shabbos. And the last case that we discussed yesterday was putting the wool that you're trying to dye into the Yora, into the that of boiling hot water, and we said as long as it's not on the fire and it is sealed on the top, so that will be permissible to do it before Shabbos, and it will continue on into Shabbos. The last case we said, which is in the last line of page Zion, is you're allowed to put out traps for animals and birds and fish, and then they will get trapped on Shabbos Memelo with the trap that you set on Erev Shabbos. All those things are mutter. And then the Mechaber continues in the last word as we turn the page. You're allowed to sell something to a goy right before Shabbos and to help him load it up close to nightfall. As long as he will leave your house while it is still day before Shabbos begins. The Ramah writes, "V'yesh matirim sheyotzi ha'enu Yehudi b'Shabbos." There are those who are matir the guy to take out the things that he bought on Shabbos. Im yichei lo ha'enu Yehudi makom ibodyom b'beis Yisrael. If the Jew set aside an area of his house and he was meyachaded for the guy before Shabbos started, so that's like it belongs to the guy, and therefore on Shabbos it would be like taking it out of the guy's house. V'yesh lahachmir, however, it is better to be machmir in that case. V'ayin lekamon simen shin chof hei. And now we'll begin the Mishavura on page 34, Sivkot and Ches. We said, Ubilvad sheyetze. You can sell him something right before Shabbos, help him load it up, samuch l'chashecha, as long as he gets out while it is still day. Ratzalomar, di ein shehus lazef. There's not enough time for him to get it out of your house before Shabbos. O sheha'eno Yehudi mas ne'imo sheyigach b'medo b'Shabbos. Or the guy stipulated upon purchase that he's going to take it out on Shabbos, afa mechira aser, then even the sale itself is going to be aser because it will lead to a problem of him taking it out on Shabbos. Now there is an interesting note over here. It really connects back to what we had in the very beginning of Chela Gimel about vending machines. It's note number 6 on the top of the page. It talks about a soda machine. Ulahaniach machona otomati hamyuedes lememkar mashkos biir sheru benochem. If a person wants to put out a vending machine that sells drinks in a city that is majority goyim, so koso b'shalos and shuvas minchas yitzlag shemutter. The minchas yitzlag writes that the vending machine is mutter. Elishiyesh lechavin shelo lezakos b'mos ad motzei Shabbos. However, you should have in mind before Shabbos that you should not be zochen any of the money that's placed in the machine on Shabbos, so you're not going to be koneh till after Shabbos. V'chein yesh lahasnos konam haShabbos. You should also make a tanai before Shabbos. Shemiskaven hu lahaknos es hamotzer milifnei haShabbos achol mishei kachenu b'Shabbos. That you're being makna over any product that someone's going to buy on Shabbos. You're being makna to them already from before Shabbos. Sharei iser mekach umemkar eina elamed rabbanon. The problem here is doing business on Shabbos, and business on Shabbos is an iser rabbanon. Ube iser rabbanon mu'ila breira, and therefore breira of being machned over to whoever's going to take it on Shabbos, that would work for an Issa D'Rabbanan, and that's the Minchas Yitzchak's heter to doing business on Shabbos through vending machines. I really would have placed this note earlier when we discussed more about vending machines, but I thought it was kedai to point out this Minchas Yitzchak. Going weiter in the Mishabura and Sivkot on Tes, again the Mechaber said that the sale before Shabbos is okay as long as he'll go out of your house, Mibod Yom. In order that it should not appear, if he takes it out on Shabbos, it looks like the Jew asked him to take it out on Shabbos. Besides the problem of it appearing that you asked him to take it out on Shabbos, also an additional concern, besides the fact that it looks like you asked him to take it out of your house on Shabbos, which is a malach of Hotzah, also there is a concern that people will suspect that you actually sold it to him on Shabbos, or you borrowed money from him and gave him a mashkon on Shabbos, which is a problem of doing business on Shabbos. Ulatamze, according to the second reason, that it looks like you sold it or that you borrowed money and gave him a mashkon, Aser afibu bi'iram lukef eschoma. That's going to be aser, even if we're talking about a city that has a wall around it, omakum sheish eriv, or if there's an eriv. The first reason of looking like he took it out and did the malach of hotzah for you will not be a problem, obviously, if there's an eriv, but the problem of looking like you sold it to him or you gave him a mashkon would be a problem even if there's a wall or an eriv in the city. V'chein hiskimu ha'achronim, and like this second sad, the achronim agreed, the ibinyanenu le'inyan mechira, that in our case, the gabe sales, v'chein le'inyan schirus, eza chayfetz, and so too renting out any item, v'adai di'esh l'hachmir afilu b'mukefes choma. You for sure should be machmir, even if there is a wall around the city, v'ha'eno yehudi darsham, and the guy lives there, so there's no isra of hotzah, but there still will be a problem of looking like you sold it. You should make sure, she'otzia mi beisel mi bodyom, that it should be taken out of your house while it is still day. And then the Ramah told us a heter of having the goy take it out on Shabbos is if you were miyache to the goy a place in your house before Shabbos. Says the Mishabura Svarasam, the logic is to have ki'ilu kvar munach bebeiso she'eino Yehudi. If you were miyache to makom in your house for the goy to leave his item, so then it's like it's in his house, and mamela he would be allowed to take it out even on Shabbos. However, the Ramah ended up and said, v'yesh lahachmir. So says the Mishabura in Sivkotan Yud Aleph, Kidei Shelo Lahargil Ha'eno Yehudi Bekach. It's better to be machmir not to let him leave it in your house with a makom that's miyuchad for him in order not to train the goy to take things out of the house of a Jew. The Ayim Ba'achronim She'eskimu Di Medina Ein Lahakil Bazeh. The Achronim all agree not to go like this Shita, not to be lenient. Mikradin, the Kaimalon the Simintov Mem, because we hold in Simintov Mem, Gam Gabi Chomets, even when it comes to Chomets, the Lo Mahani Biyichilo Mokum. It doesn't help to have a Goy's Chomets in a Jew's house on Pesach, even if you are Miyachid a Mokum for him. Gam the Haroa Sover She Yisrael Tivo Lohotio. Also, even if you're Miyachid a Mokum for him, it still looks like he's taking it out of your house, because Lamaisa, it's in your house, even though you're Miyachid a Mokum, so it's like going out of his house, but people don't know that, and therefore it still looks fishy. Therefore, one should not rely on this opinion to be miyachin or mokum and allow him to take it out on Shabbos unless it's a case of a great loss or a great need. The im ha'eno yehudi alom. If the guy is very strong and scary and you're afraid of him, yesh lahatya afilu belo yichid lo mokum, then you can be matir him taking it out of your house on Shabbos even without designating a place for him. In a case where there's a guy that you're afraid he's going to hurt you, so the Chachamim never made the gzeira in that case, and therefore, since these are all only problems of the Rabbanon, we'll say they never asked it in such a case. Kosav Olas Tomid. Nire de'im hiskir asacheder le'eno Yehudi v'pruta. It appears that if you weren't just miyachid him a makom, but you actually rented him the room for a little bit of money, al meshach yom ha'shabbos, for the day of Shabbos, ein lahachmir klal, then he says you don't have to be machmir at all because it's mamish his, ayin shom. Aval ha'magin avram u'shar achronim kosu da'afilu v'schiru asacheder ein lismach lahokil. However, the Magen Avraham and other Achronim write that even if you rent it to him, you still should not rely on it to go l'kula, because again, it still looks like it's coming out of your house. Let's see the Bir Halacha over here, Divra Maskil Mibodyom. That's going back on, this is the third line on page 34 in the Bir Halacha, going back on that which the Mechaber said to make sure he leaves your house while it is still day on Friday. The Bir Halacha says an important thing over here. V'im ha'eno Yehudi hishir ha'chefetz etzlo. If the guy bought it on Erev Shabbos and left it by you, uba balaylo lekach lelokcho, and he comes at night to take it, nirid yesh lahakel b'shas hatchak liten lo afilu imenenu alum. It appears that you can be lenient in a pressing situation to give it to him even on Shabbos if it's late at night, even if he's not strong and scary. Dekeven sho iser hu rak mishum marisayin. Since, as we've been discussing, the only problem over here is a problem of marisayin, how it appears, ein lahach mir bazeh, we don't have to worry about it in this case. Shu rak chashad iser derabona b'mokum shein rohin. Because it's only a chashad, that there's a concern that someone's going to see something, and it only involves a chashad on an Issa d'Rabbanon, and it's a place where no one's going to see it because it's late at night. K'mo shekasavnu b'sov simen shen alef sefkoton kuf samachay b'mishabura. So the Bir Halacha says over here, in a pressing situation, one can rely on the heter of doing these things that are only maris ayin if it's late at night, since it's only maris ayin on a d'Rabbanon, so therefore you can be Mekel, even if the person is not a scary person, that you're afraid he's going to do something to you.
Isn't there a rule that even things that are even
Yes, but I assume that's mostly Maris Ayin on something that was a Daraisa. We'll have to get to that later on when we see the halachas of Maris Ayin. But here he's saying that since the Maris Ayin is only on, this is the Rabbanon, and it's a case of Shasat Chak, that there is what to rely on over here to let him take it out when no one's around. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber Sif Beis. Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Umuter Litein Bigodov Lekoves, Eino Yehudi, a person is allowed to give his clothing to a non-Jewish laundromat, Va'oros La'abdon, he can give his leathers to a tanner, Pirish, Ha'uman Shema Abed Umasakin Ha'oros, the professional who will tan and fix up the leathers. Samuch L'chashecha, these two things are allowed to be given to the guy very close to Shabbos. Im Kotzatz L'odomim, if you made a set price for the job, Osha Osa Osam B'tovas Hana'a, or if the guy is doing it for free because of a favor that you did for him previously. We have two criteria over here. Number one is, as long as you don't tell him to do the malacha on Shabbos, you're giving it to the laundromat right before Shabbos, but you can't tell him to do it on Shabbos. And also we require that the guy does it in his house. So you can't tell him to do it on Shabbos, and it has to be done in his house. And that will stop there for the upstairs for today, but let's see the Mishavura and Sabir Alachas. So the Mishavura begins at Sifkaton Yud Beis. Litin Begadav, one can give his clothing. Vu Adin Lashar Malachos, this also applies to other Malachos. They can give it over to the guy to do before Shabbos. The Atan, the reason is, the Kevan de Kotzav Lo Domin Ba'ad Malachto, since you set a price for the Malacha that he's going to be doing, the Eino Makbid Olav Shiasenu Tekef, and you're not Makbid on him that he should do it right away, that it should be done on Shabbos, Su Ki Ka'ovid Biyom HaShabbos, when he then goes and does it on Shabbos, Adaita Denavshe Ka'ovid, he's doing it with his own das, L'mayr L'hashle Malachto, he wants to finish his job, he wants to get the $10 for cleaning your suit, and therefore you didn't pressure him to do it on Shabbos, you just gave it to him an hour before Shabbos. If he chooses to do it on Shabbos, that's fine, that's his own decision, he's doing it for himself, not for you. You're allowed to give it to him close to Shkia, and we require, as we've been discussing, that he will take it out of your house before Shabbos. This is all going to be mutter im katzatz, if you made this stipulation, Hainu sach yadua, that you made a set price, velo schir yom, is not being paid by the day. V'ayin simin reish mem zayin siv beiz. And look what we learned earlier in reish mem zayin. Dim hisne imo sheitin lo sachar v'yispasher imo. If you didn't actually set the amount that you're going to pay him, but you made a t'nai with him, that you're going to pay him wages and you'll work it out together, the proper price, afal pi shelo pirish kama yitin lo, even though you didn't specify exactly how much you're paying him, dino kekotzatz, it has the same din as if you stipulated a set price. Ubizman hazeh, and nowadays, kelim lekoves stoma dino kekotzatz. Nowadays, giving clothes to a launderer, stam, is like setting a price. Dikitzvaso yadua, the price is on the wall in the laundromat, and therefore it's a set price for a suit and for pants, and therefore it's like you set a price. Velochein haminak poshet litnim erev Shabbos somel chashecha. Therefore, it's poshet that you can give it into the laundromat right before Shabbos with no problem. Even if you didn't speak about the price, it's ki'ilu, you set a price. In note number 8, he says as follows, v'chein bismanenu, so too nowadays, even though the Mishnah Berurah says nowadays, the notes are saying more nowadays, even more present, Rishlomo Zalman Orbach, who lived a lot after the Chafetz Chaim, paskins, shekevan sha'osui odom l'shalim l'po'a kefi sheyidrosh, since a person pays the amount that's being asked of him, nechshav hadover ki'ilu kotzatz, it's ki'ilu, it was stipulated and the price was set before, and therefore it would be okay nowadays, halacha l'maisa, according to what we're saying over here, to give it into the laundromat, even right before Shabbos, without stipulating a price, because the price is set and understood. Sifkaton Tesvav is going on that which the Mechaber says, that if you set a price, or he's doing it betovas hanah, he's doing it for free as a favor for what you did for him, says the Mishavura, Hainu shenisratzu ha'enu Yehudi lasos lo b'chinam, the guy is happy to do it for the Jew for free. The Amrinam, we say, the Mistama who bishvil eizatova sha'asalo ha'yisrael mitchila. Mistama will have to assume the reason why the guy is willing to do it for the Jew for free is because it's a payback for the tova that the Jew did for the guy. The alkein adaiti the nafshe kovet, and therefore is the same as if you stipulated a price. The guy is doing it because it is for himself, not because of the Jew wanting it to be done on Shabbos. Sifkaton tez zayin, as we turn to page Yud Ches. We said there are two conditions. One is that you should not tell him to do it on Shabbos, and number two is he should do it in his house. Says the Mishnah Berurah if Katan Tazayin Lasos b'Shabbos, you should not tell him to do it on Shabbos. V'chein im Amar LaKoves, and so too if you said to the launderer Re'eish Ani Tzarach Lehem B'Motzei Shabbos, look, I need this suit right after Shabbos. Kigon Sherotza Lisa Miyab B'Motzei Shabbos, you have to go somewhere Motzei Shabbos. You ask them to have it ready right after Shabbos. Gamze Osra Afilu Bekotzas, that will be forbidden even if you set a price. Dekevon Sheyefsher L'Gomro, since it's impossible for the guy to fix it in that time, to finish it up, Elohim Kein Yasa B'Shabbos, unless he actually works on Shabbos, Havile Ki'ilu Ober B'Feirish Yechabes B'Shabbos. It's Ki'ilu, you said to him explicitly that he should do the laundering on Shabbos. V'Havik Eshlucho, and then he's like your messenger. So the Mishnah tells us over here that it's the stipulation that you can't tell him to do it on Shabbos is more broad than what it's saying. It's not just you can't say do it on Shabbos. You can't say anything that will make it that he has to do it on Shabbos. That will all be the same problem. The second stipulation we had in the Mechaber was that the goy should do it the beso. So the Mishnah Berurah, it's lav dafka that it has to be done in his house. Ratzalomar shelo bebeis Yisrael. So if Kadon Yudzayin, the Mishnah Berurah says it, what it means to say is it can't be done in the Jew's house. It doesn't have to be done in the goy's house. It just can't be done in the Jew's house. The oz michzik ilu hu oseh b'shlichos Yisrael, because the goy is doing malacha for the Jew in the Jew's house. It looks like, in fact, the goy is a messenger for the Jew to do the malacha. The cost of a chai odom, the bebeis Yisrael oser afilu mudavar shemina kob b'nehiir litno bekablonus. The goy doing malacha in the house of Yisrael is going to be usher, even if it is something where the custom is for all the people in the city to give it as kablonos. You give it as, and you pay him by the job. So even though it's being done in the Jew's house, you would think maybe it's okay because it's normally done with kablonos, and therefore they're not going to worry that he's like a schir yom, that he's like your shaliach. They're going to understand that it's done as a kablonos. Still, it's not going to be okay. It's usher. Even though it's below usher l'milchshu de b'schir yom, they're not going to come to suspect that he hired him as a schir yom. Gamkein aser mitamze. It's also aser for this reason. The yomru shetzivo lasas b'Shabbos. People are going to say that the Jew commanded the goy to do it on Shabbos. Let's see two biralachos. One on page Yud Ches, where we are now at the end. V'hu shelo yomar. The second to last stipulation, the first of the two stipulations was that you can't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Zehu aser afivu b'nosein lo kama yomim mikodem. This is aser even if you gave it to him some days before Shabbos, earlier in the week. Moshe gasadnu b'mishabura b'simen reish mem zayim. So it's not only aser that we're talking over here, giving it to him right before Shabbos. So we say right before Shabbos, you can't tell him to do it on Shabbos. B'zakta b'alacha, even if you gave it to him early in the week, it still doesn't help. If you tell him to do it on Shabbos, you have the same problem. Let's see one more b'alacha on the page before, on page 34. And that is, towards the top of the page, the third bir alocha, litein bigodov. This is going on the beginning of the Mechaber that says you are allowed to give your clothes to a koves, a Yehudi, on Erev Shabbos, Samuel HaSheikha. Ayin b'mishabura, dehu adin l'chol malachos. Look what we mentioned in the Mishabura, that this is not a din that is limited to a koves. It really applies to any malacha that you give to a goy before Shabbos. V'ayin b'beis Yosef demasek. Look in the Beis Yosef where he comes out. In his conclusion, the ein chiluk beinim ha'eno Yehudi ose gemar malacha ba'kli. It doesn't matter whether the goy is only doing the finishing touches of the kli on Shabbos, ubeinim ha'eno Yehudi ose kol ha'kli b'Shabbos, or he does the complete job on Shabbos. There's absolutely no difference. As long as you gave him before Shabbos, and there was a possibility of him doing it outside of Shabbos, it doesn't matter how much of it he does on Shabbos. Kigon shenosen lo ha'Yisrael eitzim v'osa kli. For example, you just gave him the wood and he's making the whole kli and doing it on Shabbos, that's fine. O matve v'osa beged, or you gave him the materials he needed and he went ahead and made a garment. That's all going to be fine. V'chein ein chiluk bein im ha'eitzim v'amatve husha Yisrael. It doesn't matter if the raw materials that are given to him belong to the Jew. O shebiksho shiyasa kol mishalo, or you made a special request that each to supply the materials and you'll pay for the job. Ayin shem, all doesn't matter. As long as it was done from before Shabbos and he had time to do it, not on Shabbos, so it's not like you told him to do it on Shabbos, and he did not do it in your house, it all will be mutter, assuming a price was set or it was done, like we're saying, b'tov asana. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, we will go back to tomorrow.